What should you do with your time when you retire? Tom and Wendy Beck took an adventure that resulted in the largest collection of its kind. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgriLiquid. No matter how you apply fertilizer, AgriLiquid products will maximize your yield potential. Go to agriliquid.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgriLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgriLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agriliquid.com.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition. Expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your crop production services dealer about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
When Tom Beck and his wife retired, they perhaps had no idea the new odyssey they began.
We retired from the clothing business and got a little bit tired of that after 30-some-odd years and wanted to do something fun. So we traveled. We took off about 3.5 years, traveled all over the United States buying toys, and still doing that to this day.
Tom remembers jumping in their pickup and having a simple conversation with his wife.
Saying to my wife, Wendy, would you like to go north, south, east, or west today? We'd make up our mind and then we'd just head out and we would go on an adventure, all the back roads of America. That was probably one of the best times of our life.
But after a while, it wasn't just buying toys one at a time, but Tom figured he might as well buy an entire museum of them.
When I purchased that museum, I called my wife and said, what do you think about purchasing a museum down in Fredericksburg, Texas? She said, you've already bought it, haven't you? I said, yes. So we packed it up, moved it to Amarillo, Texas, and put everything in storage.
The collection was growing in a storage building in Amarillo, and it needed a home.
Eventually, she said, we need to find a location for this museum. And basically, she said, don't come back until you find a location for this museum.
So the search was on to find a location to display the many toys they'd acquired in over 3 years of road trips across America. Today, it's the largest such museum of its kind. And next time, we'll reveal the location as we travel the countryside. I'm Andrew McCray.